With us this afternoon is John Aikman, CEO of Homegrown Cow. Let's talk a little bit about what homegrowncow.com is.
Well, the easiest way to think about Homegrown Cow is as a virtual farmer's market. We help family farms find customers for their farm direct meat and poultry, and we support all kinds of meat and poultry producers. Even though we're called Homegrown Cow, it doesn't matter what type of meat and poultry you might produce, you can sign up and list it online at our site.
John, how did you get the idea for homegrowncow.com?
Well, like many people, I did fall victim to the recession, and an idle mind is the devil's workshop, as they say. And I live in South Central Wisconsin myself, and I have long enjoyed farm direct meat from a local farm here in Wisconsin. And I did notice that having worked for companies in metropolitan areas like Atlanta and Miami, that when visitors came and ate steak or roasts at my house, they really raved about the quality of the meat, and it was something different from what they are used to buying in the store, more like what they would eat in a restaurant, for example. And they would always ask me, where did you get this? And of course I would say, well, from the farm. And I realized that people are very interested in getting higher quality meat and knowing where their meat comes from. So that's really what spawned the idea in my mind. And then after that, I did some research at the UW Business Library to find out, what people are looking for and what people are buying. And I realized that there may well be an opportunity here to support family farms and independent farms all over the country.
John, as we talk about the website, which you can find online at www.homegrowncow.com, there are different types of, there's a ton of questions, I guess, to start it. It's a new type of business for you and a startup, and it really focuses on finding the consumer with the producer and, I guess, making that perfect match for the eater and the farmer.
Right, exactly. Exactly right. And I'm not exactly new to this type of business, and nor am I new to startups. I've worked for two startups that became leaders in their field in the past, and I've been involved in e-commerce-related businesses for over 15 years. But this concept, the matching up, is really a little bit new for me, and I'm pretty excited to be able to have created a platform that does this with the help of my technical colleague Dom Lindars on the West Coast.
Let's talk about how it works, and I guess maybe take us through what a farmer needs to do and if they're interested in participating in this, but what maybe an eater needs to do as well and how it works on the website.
Certainly. Well, everybody is very familiar. Well, I shouldn't say everybody. I would think almost everybody is very familiar with social networking by now. And Homegrown Cow is very, very similar. You could almost call it a subset of a social network for farmers. So all the farmers have to do is go to homegrowncow.com and click the Join Now button, and they can sign up a farm profile. And what that is just it creates a page that describes their farm. They get to talk a little bit about their farm. They can put a little information about their products, and they can check some categories for the products that they produce. So they might check the organic category or the grass-fed, pasture-raised. There are numerous categories that allow us to put the different types of product that are available in different compartments. And that's how we present them to the consumers, because at the same time, the consumers, or the eaters, as we affectionately like to call them, when we market to them, they will come to the site and they will also be looking for certain types of meat. So they can check pork and pasture-raised, or they can check chicken and free-range, and then they will see the farms that supply the type of product that they're specifically looking for.
So that's kind of the logistics of how it works. And I guess maybe we should talk a little bit about how does a farmer make money, and in return, let's start there. How does a farmer make money off of it in this side, and why is it good for him?
Well, the real reason that Homegrown Cow is good for farmers is it turns them into price makers instead of price takers. So right now, traditionally, farmers sell their livestock at auction, or they have to usually receive the going rate for whatever type of livestock it is that they're selling. At Homegrown Cow, they get to choose their price and put it online for whatever they want, and because they will reach customers that traditionally farmers don't meet, don't reach, perhaps a little further from their usual sphere of influence, those markets might bear a slightly better price. The other thing is that traditionally, you know, depending on whose numbers you look at, farmers receive as little as 19 cents of the retail dollar that's spent on their product, because there's so much in between the farmer and the consumer. There's transportation, and there are different companies that process the meat. There are packaging companies. There are retail stores. There's advertising, marketing, and all types of different middlemen. So what Homegrown Cow does, it really eliminates all of those and puts the farmer directly in touch with the consumer, with the eater. And that way the farmer can recoup 65% or even more of the retail value of their meat and poultry.
With us this afternoon is John Aikman, CEO of Homegrown Cow, and you can find them online at www.homegrowncow.com. John, as we talk about the farmer profiles and setting them up, are you looking at trying to get producers in all states from all different genres of agriculture to be able to supply for the consumer or the eater?
Absolutely. We actually aren't, you know, a lot of people have described us as the organic virtual farmers market or something like that. We actually are not specifically any type of farming practice. We support all independent and family farms, whether they are conventional farmers, organic farmers, grass-fed farmers, it doesn't matter. Our goal is to offer transparency and choice to the eaters. More and more people these days are interested and concerned about where the meat on their table comes from. Well, not just the meat, all food. We're focusing on the meat and poultry here, and we want to help people understand and choose where their meat and poultry comes from, so they know what they're eating and there's not any mystery meat on their table.
And that's definitely one thing that I, as a product of a farm family, knowing that my meat comes from our farm and is produced and raised a certain way is not something that I enjoy and I appreciate. How does it work on the eater side? What if they find maybe a farmer that's supplying a product that they want that is a couple of states away or not really close to where they are?
Well, it's very simple. It kind of depends on the farm. Farms can list themselves in three different ways when it comes to distributing their product. They can list themselves as a local pickup farm, which means that they welcome customers to come to their farm and collect the product that was ordered. They can list themselves as a local delivery farm. Different farms, depending on their size and business, do deliver within a certain mile radius, and they can put in their profile what the mileage range of their delivery radius is and what the charge is for that delivery, and then we will automatically tack that on to the customer's order at the time they place it. And then, of course, there's the shipping farm. This is a little more complex because it means the farms have to take responsibility for packaging their meat, and a lot of them do. It also means that they may have to process their meat in a different way, especially if it's going to be going outside of the state lines. It would have to be USDA processed instead of just state processed. But a lot of farms are very accomplished at packaging. They cryovac and they use dry ice and so on. So those farms, we facilitate the shipping for those farms. We have a relationship with a shipping company that specializes in perishable goods, and we also offer excellent rates, better rates than the farm would be able to offer customers if they were acting alone.
With us this afternoon, John Aikman of Homegrown Cow. John, as we talk about, I guess maybe the business side of it a little bit, how does this work on both sides? Is how does the consumer pay for it or make their offer? Is it credit card, PayPal, those types of things? And then in return, how does the farmer receive payment on the product?
Well, that's a very good question. And we are a little unique in the way that our store works. And I should add, it's not quite open yet, but we do hope hopefully in the first week of April to be able to start opening our doors for consumers to make purchases. And right now, the goal is really to get as many farmers to sign up to supply those consumers because we know there's a lot of pent-up demand. But the way the store actually works is the first part of it is very simple and very common. The customer puts their choice of product in the shopping cart, and then they check out, And the types of payment that we accept right now are credit card only, although I think we probably will branch into PayPal and other types as well. But right now it's credit card. Once the customer puts their product in the cart and they place their order, we send that order immediately to the farmer. And by the way, farms do not have to have internet access to be able to use homegrown cow. The eaters do, but we will also call farmers if they would prefer. Farmers are very busy. They don't always have time to sit and look at their email. Many of them may not have mobile email, and many of them may not have email at all. So we're happy to take that information for them and to give them a phone call and let them know that they have an order, just as an aside. So once the order reaches the farmer, they have the opportunity of accepting or rejecting the order. There are many reasons in farming why an order, a product order, might be no longer available. Farming is very unpredictable by nature. And, you know, the other thing is there could have been, who knows what kind of an issue there might have been putting the product on there. Farmers might have mispriced it or whatever. So we do give a little leeway to people that are potentially non-technical who might have been putting their product up there, and we give them the opportunity to not accept the order. However, all going to plan, the farmer would then accept the order, assuming he still had some of whatever it was ordered, and then at that point is when we charge the customer. And we charge the customer up front to give the farmer peace of mind that they know the money's in the bank and their product has been paid for. There may be a little time between the order being placed and the product being ready, depending at what point it was ordered. And then once the customer receives their order, whether they pick it up or it's delivered or it's shipped, we give them 24 hours to verify that it is indeed what they ordered, and then we release the payment to the farmer. So we protect the customer on the back end, make sure they got what they wanted, and we protect the farmer on the front end to make sure they get paid before their animal is processed in many cases.
John, is there a preference? Can consumers buy, or the eaters rather, can they purchase in bulk, or is it cuts, or is it a mix of both, or whatever they want?
It's a mix of both. More and more people, especially rural people, are familiar with buying, say, a quarter steer for their freezer. And freezer beef is actually growing in popularity, especially in this economy, because it's a very economical way to buy high quality meat. But we also, you know, if you wanted to buy a package of Kobe steaks from Missouri, or if you wanted to buy some delicious grass-fed lamb chops from a Wisconsin farm that are just packaged as you would find them perhaps in a supermarket, those are also available. And one of the great advantages for the farmers, actually, for the bulk beef, is one of the problems that farmers have when they are selling their beef to, not just beef, pork or lamb, to their friends and family, is sometimes when the animal is processed, they have to rush to find customers for perhaps a remaining quarter of that animal. They may not have sold it all because the animal became ready for processing before they were ready, before they had enough customers for it. Well, with homegrown cow, you can put your product on the site with a future availability date. So in other words, you can manage your inventory as a farmer. You know you might have two steers coming ready in a month or in 2 months. You can put them up there and actually sell them ahead of time, and then you have the peace of mind of knowing that once your animals are ready, you already have customers and you already have the money in the bank that's paid for those products before they're actually shipped.
I think it's so interesting that you're giving opportunities for farmers to be the price makers, like you said, instead of price takers.
Thank you. Yes, that's one of the primary goals, and we've actually had a great response from the ag community. I've been doing a little bit of social networking, you know, tweeting and Facebooking, and I've also been to a convention for National Farmers Union in Texas a few weeks ago, and I've been really pleased with the response from the farmers and the fact that many of them are already signing up in anticipation of this working well for them.
John, if producers want to find out more information about the service that you offer and investigate to see if it works for their operation, how can they do so?
Well, the easiest thing for them to do is to visit the site. It does have all the information that they should need to be able to sign up and so on. But, of course, we are new, so we're still learning. Although we are working with farmers, we don't farm ourselves. So we have a lot to learn from farmers, and we're always willing to do that. They can also give us a call at 608-515-5335 if they want to talk about it. And we will handhold farmers through the setup process if they have, you know, concerns about that. But the biggest thing to remember is it doesn't cost anything. There's no risk. If you make a mistake, it's not a problem. There's no commitment or any type of catch or hook. So farmers can sign up, and even if they never use it again, they're not out anything. And I really think it's a very good way for them to put product up that they might already be selling through other channels. It's just another way to see how their product might sell, and maybe for a better price.
John, thank you very much for all the information, and best of luck to you in your venture.
Thank you very much, Megan, for the opportunity. I really appreciate it.
That's John Eggman, CEO of Homegrown Cow. You can find out more information online at www.homegrowncow.com. We'll